views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. If you would like to join in at any time, give us a call, and the number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number to give us a call if you'd like to jump in. And we are going to get going in today's show. I didn't have time to post what's in the news, so we'll talk about some things, what's in the news, and we're going to get into today's show right from there. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You could easily do that by becoming a donor at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And if you will do that there, you can be a actual donor and support this network to ensure that this network is on air and moving forward into the future. Very, very important, because, you know, it's very and listen to Tando Radio Show or listen to the other shows that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. There's a lot of work and effort that goes into doing that and having for you to be able to do that. And we would just really would like for you to support the network so that it is a benefit, an equal benefit to us all, because there's a cost, a monetary cost that goes into bringing you information. And if you're going to be receiving the information, then it would be a token of appreciation and saying, you know, so often we say thank you, and that is not really a measure of appreciation. A measure of appreciation, if it's someone's giving you something, to return that in likeness. And so please support this network, because if not, it won't be able to withstand the overall economic on-takings and the economic responsibilities of presenting this information to you that you can use for your own individual gain and your own family's gain as well. And this is one of the things that the system really teaches us not to do, is not to support what we take in. We have a sense that it's supposed to be there, it's there, they're okay, it's all right, but it's not. That's not the case. And it's really, really important that we do support this network in a monetary way, because there is a monetary cost to getting everyone into getting you the information and getting everyone the information that you actually get from here. So please support the network. So important that we do that. We need it. We can't move on without it. It just won't work. So definitely please do that. And there's another way that you can support the network. You can support the network as well by becoming a actual member of a social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that that you can engage in all of your all of your social media activities without having the overall burdens of an exposure to the other side that is not beneficial to you, but like your overall information being data mined and your information being exposed to all, you know, so many different people and so many different individuals and corporations and institutions, and how they're using that information to data mine against you. So one of the things you could do is become a member inside of BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media platform that Black Talk Radio Network put together. And to engage in that is only $24 a year. And that will actually help and support to keep Black Talk Radio Network on air and to support the platform. And then you can, from there, you can actually use that platform as a form of your social media activities. You could also promote things about yourself, your business, within reason, or other things that you think that should be actually highlighted. So this is a great place to do that. So please definitely engage in that there for only $24 a year. And then that will get you to where you will be able to support this network as well. Okay. So definitely do that. Also, now is the time, especially now the precious metals are moving, and they're moving in a direction to where it's actually probably the most secure and best way to protect yourself and your family is, and a great example right now is being done, a great opportunity is being done with the overall cost per average on the precious metals going down. Now's the time that you really should be thinking about acquiring the precious metals, and I would say even more than thinking about, you definitely should be engaging in doing that. So you could do that at Prosperity Mint, Full Service Precious Metals Company, and I would say before you do that, make sure that you send an email to Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. And once you are there, that will actually give you an opportunity to say, hey, I'm a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get back with you. And that, believe me, that is to your benefit that happens, because there's some things you need to learn to acquire the precious metals correctly. And then we'll be able to assist you from there. So Prosperity Mint is the place where you want to exchange your cash for real money, okay? So one second, you all. Let me get getting into this. And if you'd like to get in on a conversation, definitely give us a call at 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Is the call-in number for today's show, and we're going to jump into that in a second, okay? All right, so we didn't have too much in what's in the news. I didn't get to post some stuff. Let me pull this up here. I can't see the board, so just bear with me on that. I'm trying to find something. Thought was very, very interesting for you all. And if you... let me see. And I will definitely do that. Give me one second. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on. Okay, so today's show, just waiting for this to pull back up. Today's show, and I think it's a very important one, we're going to be taking a look at the poisons of, and bear with me, y'all know how my internet is real, real slow here. And I'm going to tell you why I have so many windows darn open. I need to close some of these darn windows so I can get to some of the stories and have them staged. And so I'm gonna tell y'all, man, I'm always on the run doing stuff. And I'm gonna tell y'all something that's so funny is that, man, people like to ask me, people like to give me a bunch of stuff to do for them, and I gotta really, really kind of temper that, because then it prevents me from doing a lot of my stuff. And so I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying, but I definitely need to temper that. And you know, I don't mind helping people at all, but you got to make sure that you got to be able to do the stuff that you need to do as well. And I definitely need to make sure of that. And there was something that I wanted to grab, and I had it, and I just hope that I didn't lose it. I probably did. Doggone it. Okay, so, but we will jump into today's show. Just give me a second here. I'm trying to delay some things until we get it and my computer gets up. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. I can't see anything, so I'm going to have to go to my phone and go from there. And as usual, as soon as I get on air, things go this way. It's because your boy be doing way too much. Way too much. Okay. So, one sec. Let me get on my phone here. And I will be able to get to what we put in for what's in the news. Or may not. One second, and bear with me all here. Sorry for the dead air. Okay, here we go. All right, so today's show is, the topic is preparing for the poison death roll of nationalism. Now, I didn't get to post too much there, but I think that is pretty much, you can see what that is, and it's the poison death roll of nationalism, because I think that we are definitely going to be going through a lot of that here going forward, so much so that we need to actually prepare for it. And it is extremely being, and I think it is a real extreme that's being pushed in that overall cycle. And for me, that's a very, very deadly, deadly cycle. And it's going to have some real ramifications that we all need to prepare for and know about. And if we do that, I think that it will benefit us greatly, and we will not be as adversely affected by that, because that's truly where things are, and we need to prepare. And there's a lot that's going on in the world, but this is one of the cycles that the system likes to perpetuate. Because by doing that, it puts the overall system controllers in a better position to where they can do what they want to do unchallenged. And they can do what they want to do unchallenged. And I don't think that is in any of our best interests, because they will control the propaganda. And a lot of that has definitely been put into us at very, very early ages in our lives. And because of that, we're really in a position of disadvantage, and we continue to spin our wheels and fighting things that are really not the real root problem. And there is no solution that can really be put together from there. So that's today's show, and we're going to jump into that. Just some of the things that I see, just would like to know what you see, and how does it play out for you? And I'm not on the board, so if you call in, just say, hey, excuse me, Dave, the number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for us to engage in that. Okay, so a couple of things of what's the news. I got a couple of articles I want to talk to you about, and this one came from this one comes from think this is the Freedom Beacon. Yes, from the Freedom Beacon. Iranian-backed sleeper cells, militants harboring in the United States for positioned attack. And this is all goes a lot of with the overall nationalism standpoint. So that was one article that I wanted you all to check out. It was from the Free Beacon, and I wasn't able to put that into the overall what's in the news for today. But that was one article that I think that is significant for you to engage in. And this one, once again, it comes from the Washington Free Beacon. Iranian-backed sleeper cell militants harboring in the United States, positioned for attack. And this was an article that came out. And for me, this is all a part of the overall paradigm and setup for blame. And so it basically says real quickly, and I want to go, this will start our overall nationalism standpoint. I want you to think about this. And everything that we've really been taught in way of what we've been taught from the schools about the country and everything else, and we weren't really diligent to protect ourselves against the evil and tyrannical mindset and energy that was being seeded and planted in us. And they did it in so many different various ways. But let me just read this article, and it somewhat goes into it. And we'll talk, and I want to talk about some other things that's happening as well. Iranian-backed militants are operating across the United States, mostly raising concerns in Congress among regional experts that these sleeper cell agents are poised to launch a large-scale attack on the American homeland, according to testimony before lawmakers. Right away, this is critical, because what happens is that look at some of the things that were said before in the past. Well, let me read this whole thing, and then we'll get into it, because I don't want to break it down too much without giving you just the basis of it. And you all probably know how this works, but I think it's very important for us to realize and think about and talk and to discuss it and to make sure that we don't fall for the same old tricks over and over again, else we continue to get the same results and we don't get anywhere. Back to the article. Iranian agents tied to terrorist group Hezbollah has already been discovered in the United States plotting attacks, giving rise to the fears that Tehran could order a strike inside America. Should tensions between the celebrity figurehead Trump administration and the Islamic Republic reach a boiling point? And I would just say this. Well, that's everywhere. The U.S. has this overall clandestine operations happening in this country, that country. And then not only that, part of clandestine is that even if something is not true, you can make it true by just releasing it into the overall mainstream media and saying that this is what's happening under the overall guidelines and pretense of national security. Hey, somebody's trying to blow you up, and we know who it is. It's these people, and we're watching them. But not knowing that it could be that they're the very ones that say that this is what's happening is the ones that's doing it themselves. Because what does that do? It serves the purpose of what? Destabilization. It causes you to hate someone that you don't even know. And I'm going to tell you, that is not a healthy mentality at all. And we're going to talk about that, why that, to me, that is nothing more than a correlated school process of Nazism. So it goes on. Intelligence officials and former White House officials confirmed to Congress on Tuesday, and this was last week, that such an attack is not only plausible, but relatively easy for Iran to carry out at a time when the celebrity figurehead Trump administration is considering abandoning the landmark nuclear deal and applying sanctions on Tehran. See what they did there? It's all the setup. They're giving you all the reasons why the individuals did it, but what if they're the ones that's doing it? And I'm going to tell you something, until we don't trust anything that's put out, until we question everything and say no to everything, the system will continue to get us chasing a unicorn, continue for us to be chasing things that don't exist. in a facade because we're chasing propaganda. And that's a very, very dangerous, dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous thing, because propaganda is not always the truth. And if you if by doing that, there's always going to be repercussions that we're always going to have to deal with from that. The article goes on. There is mounting evidence that Iran poses a direct threat to the homeland. You hear that word, homeland? See, that's a play on words for nationalism, to create a nationalistic ideology and mentality within the people. And by doing that, the system actually gets you to continue to give up everything that you have to uphold their standard of living while you're exploited to their way of life. You're completely exposed and get exploited to maintain someone else's quality of life and standard of living. According to a Representative King, a Republican from New York, a member of the House Homeland Security Committee and chair of a subcommittee on counterterrorism and intelligence, a chief concern is Iran's support of Hezbollah, which is active in the Middle East, Latin America, and here in the United States, where Hezbollah operatives have been arrested for activities conducted in our own country, King says, referring to the recent arrest of two individuals plotting a terrorist attack in New York and Michigan. Both individuals received significant weapons training from Hezbollah, King said. It is clear Hezbollah has the will and capability. And let me just say this. All of these governments have been doing this to individuals. Every military and every government trained militant. A militant mentality, and it gives individuals the means and capability to carry out their will by way of nationalism. The United States does the exact same thing, but on a far greater scale. But what they do is they have overall theatrical support of propaganda to justify the political serial killers that they've always been and will always continue to be if we allow them. I'm not just against the U.S. I'm against all of these governments, every single one of them, because all of them are against you. They don't care about you other than what they can use you for. And our ignorance and blind allegiance is the first thing that they try to acquire. And when they get it, they say thank you. They make you treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Judas. Because they have no love for you or care for you at all. Your human resource to be exploited. And we fall for this stupidity and this foolishness in all forms. And it's not just the government. It's mainly, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of organizations that employ the tactics of nationalism. And I'm going to give you what my definition of nationalism is. Would love to hear from yours as well, what it could be to you. The article goes on. Both individuals received significant weapons training. Oh, I read that one. After more than a decade of receiving intelligence briefings, King said his conclusion is that Hezbollah is probably the most experienced and professional terrorist organization in the world. No, absolutely not. Even more so than ISIS and Al-Qaeda. No, absolutely not. If you want to know who the most experienced and professional terrorist organization is in the world, you need to look no further than the largest countries in the world, economic and military countries, because there is your overall expertise in professional terrorism. and the most experienced. And one thing I will just say to you, you have to be careful what the system teach you, because you may think that you're going to play, you could play their rules and play by their games, but let me tell you something, they're going to kill you with experience. It says it's the most, is probably the most experienced and professional terrorist organization in the world. No, the actual truth, King, is the overall ones that pay you, the organization and the body that pay you is probably that among those, because there is no difference between you and what you and what that organization does compared to what the ones that you're trying to highlight. Because the all of your reasons for operations is morally wrong. It's politically correct and always morally wrong. And you can't get around that just because the overall United States so-called has a measure of wealth and has an image that is far, far from its true constitution and its true presence. It appears, it gives the image of one thing, when in actuality, the formidable truths of it all, it's quite disturbing, and above disturbing is quite demonic. And that's just the truth of it all. And to see, the thing about the system is that when you call them out on things, they get mad at you and they want to harm you, but you can't harm the truth. You can't harm the truth. And you can't scare the truth. You may be able to scare and harm individuals from speaking the truth, but the truth will still always be there. And the truth is this: no, the most experienced and professional, most experienced and professional terrorist organization in the world is not Hezbollah. They are a part. It's not ISIS. They are a part. It's not Al Qaeda. They are a part. But the true sum of it all is every single country that engages in military operations under the pretense of defense, when that is just a lie. The true experience is your nuclear countries. The most highly trained is your nuclear countries. The ones that have the most to gain and the most to lose are your countries, your upper echelon economic countries, because they got there from the experience and professionalism of their terrorist organization against the overall human species. That's how they got to where they are. That's how they were able to actually appropriate, where they were able to rob, steal, connive, and through all forms of operations, clandestine operations, where they were able to deprive the general population, the global population, of its true energy form, its true intrinsic value. And they steal it continuously with a smile. I'm going to tell y'all, a suit and a tie is far more of a threat than a mask and a bandana. Because a suit and a tie of the organized crimes syndicate organizations known as the government are generational killers. Their overall operation to destroy and subjugate is rationalized, legitimize, propagandize, and socialize. And until we come to the hard, realistic truth of not being foolish in thinking that anything that they taught us was other than to what's in their best interest. Until we stop becoming the fiddlers among the fools, everything that they do will continue to go. You know, I'm going to get back to the article, but yesterday I was out with a friend, had a meeting, and we could hear these gentlemen arguing. They were conversational arguing. A conversational argument where they both were making their points about what they think is happening. And they were talking about politics and everything else. And just to hear the presentation of both sides, it's very easy to see that they were all presenting their side in a passive aggressive way, because they've been taught passively aggressive to support whatever they think is correct, and they're being used. I'll say one had a what was commonly referred to as a Democratic viewpoint of things, and one had a Republican viewpoint of things, and both of them were equally wrong. Because both of those sides are willing to kill, destroy, and maim just to be right. And they both were legitimizing the overall talking points of an institution in a party. So are you that easy to be the slave of an institution of a party that you will go ahead and just whatever their mantra is, you'll follow it? Ladies and gentlemen, that's nationalism. Doesn't matter if what they're saying and what they're doing is right. You uphold the overall preamble of what they say and what they want to portray, but it's nowhere near the truth. That's what happened in Germany. That's what, while the Nazi Party became so, the Third Reich of the Nazi Party became so relevant and had the overall position of control in Germany, it's the same way that that same Nazism has the same control here. Nationalism just means this: regardless of what they do, in spite of what they do, you support it even against your own moral conviction. You allow the overall organization to establish who you are and what you defend. And meaning you become them, they don't become you. No institution should rule you, because if an institution rules you, they have two lives and you have none. And I'm hearing these individuals giving their whole energy, and it's a powerful thing to do that, because your energy is so powerful. It is extremely powerful. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, I went a little far. I want to look at this, finish this article, and look at the poisons of Nazism, and excuse me, of nationalism, and there's going to be a death roll that's going to come from that. And the death roll is not just going to be the body count. That's not the death roll. The death roll is that we have lost our way. We have lost our will. We are actually being led to slaughter. We are the walking dead, because we don't perpetuate and we don't really develop and stay true. We compromise our moral absolutes for someone else's agenda. Nationalism. It is the politically correct way to say idolatry. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, I will open up in a little bit. Ooh, I lost that page. give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we're talking and looking at the overall how we've been schooled into being the American Nazis, or the United States Nazis, or the British Nazis, or the Russian Nazis. And I use that word because when you look at that, people can see the overall, from what they've been taught, they can see the criminal sociopathic side of the cult known as the Nazi Party. But in actuality, that has been the proving ground for pretty much everything that has been put into place. And it's so prevalent, and it works so far before that it works today. They just changed the names of things so you won't recognize things by sight and by hearing. Excuse me. So you won't recognize things spiritually. You'll only recognize things by sight and by hearing. So they don't say that this is the Nazi Party, but in actuality, or the cult of Nazism, but in actuality, it's doing the same thing, having the same end results, doing the same deeds, and has the same creed and the same outcome. Nothing different. Nothing different at all. And for those of you that are staunch supporters of America, in spite of the ills of the United States, staunch supporter of the United States, where you will excuse all of their deeds, their demonic deeds that they do, in sake of being a good American citizen, well, I would say to you, every time you put your hand over your heart, you say that Pledge of Allegiance, that's because you're pledging your overall oath to the overall demonic Nazism of the past, present, and the future. And you won't be able to escape from that energy, because that energy is going to seed itself in you and carry yourself with it until you purge it out. And you may see, well, I don't need to purge it out. You need to do this and you need to do that. Well, that's cool. That's your choice. But the truth is the same. And the thing is that those type of individuals will never, ever question. Just like those in Germany weren't going to question the Nazi Party. Nor do they question the Nazi Party of today. The Nazi Party of today that speaks many languages, that is intertwined in many, many cultures in many, many countries, is intertwined in so many that there is probably, if you want to know the real number, if you want to get a quick number, you just need to count the countries that don't do it. And guess what? There will be few to none. Make it easy on you. Count the ones that aren't Nazis. And it's few to none. Because this mentality and this spirit has been really momentumized to where it covers pretty much every person in the sphere of governments and citizenry throughout the world. It's rampant. So I want to get back to this article and then talk about this even further. If you'd like to chime in, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I can't see the board, so you just have to say, excuse me. Here we go. It says, pick back up. Okay, here we go. The article goes on. Asked if Iran could use Hezbollah to conduct strikes in the United States, a panel of experts, including intelligence officers and former White House insiders, responded in the affirmative. They're as good or better than explosive devices excuse me, they are as good or better at explosive devices than ISIS. They have better assassinations and developing assassination cells, says another individual, a former intelligence officer who worked to counter Iranian influence in the region. They're better at targeting, better at looking at things. And they could outsource attacks to Hezbollah. You want to stop there. What they're basically describing, ladies and gentlemen, these individuals say that they work for the overall intelligence agency of the United States. What they're basically describing is what the overall capabilities and what the overall agenda has been of the United States, of Russia, of China, of Germany, and all of the governments collectively. See, they're in a fraternity against the general population. This is why when they go to war, the only people that actually are the overall casualties of wars are the people that weren't able to declare it. The people that didn't gain from the overall stealing of the overall spoils known as the booties of war. But they're exploited. And I don't know how long before the general global population is going to wake up and stop being so foolish to buying into this overall nationalism that is actually killing you. It's killing you physically and it's killing you spiritually. You'll never know peace because peace doesn't abide in you. When peace doesn't abide in you, everyone is an enemy, no matter if you know them or not. Everyone becomes an enemy by what you see and what you hear, not what you discern with the spirit. And you and those individuals and that type of ideology and that type of overall decision making and that type of life will never know peace. Because it will never seed itself and grow in you. We've become the overall purveyors of death and destruction to our own demise. Because it's what we've been taught. And it's a very easy and tempting poison to attach ourselves to. Because it gives physical gratification to anger and pain that's been placed in us. If you ever want to know the path of a human being or of a living entity in the human species realm, this is one assurance you can do. Hurt a child, and the system knows this, hurt a child and they will grow up to be an angry adult that will surrender to your every will. They will always work for evil. And they'll work for evil thinking that they're doing right. A hurt child always grows up to be an angry adult. And anger turns to hate that projects evil every time. And this is the overall cycle that we get taught through nationalism to engage in. There is no overall anthem of global peace among the people that don't know each other, but is individualized, sectionalized, community separated by bounds and boundaries and borders of community, social structures for one group to hate another and be in complete competition with things. And one of the things is they push competition because competition is a very, very easy way to get you to hate. And once you hate, once you learn to hate, you can't be rehabbed. Because you'll refuse, that hate will be so strong in you. Until something spiritually shakes you, because it will never be anything physically that will shake you out of hate. That seed of discord is consuming It brings mental illness, both spiritual, physical. It brings death and disease, both physical and spiritual. And it brings in the inability to cohabitate, to live among, to be in peace with everything around. Everything is done is destructive. Our words, our thoughts, our responses to things. One of the most prevailing obstacles that we have is nationalism. Because nationalism separates through deceit and lies the species to war, subjugation, enslavement, occupation. Exploitation and all of the human trades that go along throughout the past, the trading in the black market of human beings and other living species. It's so evil. It's not just human beings that are being traded as resources. It's actually the overall planet and all of the natural resources and that the planet produces, because all of the natural resources that the great creator has is a living species. If you ever want to look at the overall slave trade, you need not to look further than the overall stock markets of the world. It's not just the U.S. stock market. If they're trading the commodities of things, then that's a politically correct way to say that they're trading in the slave trade of a living entity. Most people don't know that silver and gold is a living entity. All of the natural fruits and vegetables are living entities. They get traded on the market. This is the slave trade. And we don't look at it that way because we don't see it that way, because we can't discern that what the overall intentions is spiritually. And we make every excuse, just like every excuse is being made by all of these individual politicians and these overall people that are working in these overall intelligence agencies. They're making every excuse for the evil. We do the same because we, like them, have been indoctrinated into nationalism. And we're too proud, ignorant, or evil to admit it. And it's a bond that won't be broken. And the overall ills and the ramifications of it are eternal. Because your energy and our energy, the ones that purvey this, their energy is important to me. It's important to you. Because how they use that energy as a species, when those in your species go awry and they have so much influence that they bring the rest of the species in another direction, it's a pulling effect. When they have retrograde energy, there's an overall gravity in an atmospheric presence that will be had that will actually attract and pull and consume like a black hole all of that type of energy around, with people that would otherwise not want to do that, but they'll get caught up in it because the overall gravitational pull in that direction of evil is so strong. The system knows the importance of our overall energy. We don't. Because we excuse every reason why we can't do things. And we give every ounce of our energy to maintaining the overall opposite. The advent. Nationalism is spiritual death and wandering. And when we see it, it is just the outward display of what's deeply rooted in that person's decision to execute their will. When someone says that they don't want to be a part of nationalism in today's world from any form and standpoint, doesn't matter what the overall individual organization is, I'm going to tell you why organizations ain't no good. No matter which one it is, you got to be careful of them all. And you have to make sure that the overall energy of that overall organization is in line with what is sustainable and benevolent. See, the great creator never made organizations, made individuals. Organizations were constructed and conceived by man. Because it's not a living entity, but man tells you that you need to give everything to it. Because when you give everything to it, it becomes a living person that you can't see. And then that's where the overall control and destructive nature of power can go unchallenged. Really thoughtful. Really, really critical. And this is all that we've been taught. Who have we been taught this to? Those that benefit from nationalism. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to develop our young children. When our children are born globally, they know none of it. They don't know of any of this. This is why a child could look at another child with a smile and have an affection and affinity for that individual immediately, because that is what's natural. We always hear we get taught to hate, but we really don't, may not look at how that happens. It's the easiest way. We get, the first thing that we actually tell someone is to identify as nationalistically first. That's when the seed of poison has been planted. How many times have you been told to hate and be willing to kill someone that you don't even know their name? You never met them. You know nothing about them. Only thing that you know about them is that the overall nationalistic decision has been made that today you hate Iranians. Tomorrow you hate Argentinians. Next day you're going to hate Mexicans. Tomorrow the British, that's your friend. A couple of weeks later, the Nigerians are your allies. Not too long after that one, the Japanese is your arch enemy. The Russians and the Chinese are your devil. See how foolish this is?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I don't know if it's cognitive dissonance. I don't know if it's just straight up ignorance, but I know a lot of it is just hypocrisy. Take, for example, you know, the nationalism and this Trump-Russia thing and how they're trying to say, even though I don't believe it because I've seen no evidence, trying to say that the Russians had something that did something to cause Donald Trump to be president. There's nothing that they did to make that man president. There's nothing that they did. But on the same, but you know, let's say we accepted at face value that Russian agents were colluding with Trump and what have you. Well, with so many people upset about that fictional story, why aren't they upset about the very real story of the Clinton campaign and the DNC working with MI6, a British intelligence officer, who also then used Russians to try to gather some dirt up on Trump. It's the same thing. So why? Where is the other
right,
investor? It's the same exact thing.
And see, that's my whole point. I'm glad Scotty brought that up, because we are allowing the propaganda to consume us to where we don't even realize that we're supporting what we're saying that we're in adverse with, or what we're opposed to. And we're willing to oppose this even to the point of, you know what, fine, then we need to go to war. Then we need to kill people and everything else. And whoever has the better weapons, whoever has the better military, whoever has the better economic capabilities is going to be the winner. So that's what all of the truth is decides as to. And that's such a lie. It's exactly right. What Scotty is saying is what I've been trying to say, is that we are using the exact same mentality that has been taught to us by this whole thing. Evil is evil. I don't care. When you get up and you salute that American flag, there was a big thing about Kaepernick. When you get up and you salute that American flag, when you say that Pledge of Allegiance, when you say we, as a U.S., so-called as a U.S. citizen, you say, well, we need to do this, or do you know what that means? So that means that you have to condone everything, all of the evil that is done behind closed door, because you just invoked yourself, your energy wise, as saying we. And when you pay homage and you salute and you actually take that pledge of everything else, you take that pledge and in spite of what is actually the truth of what's being done around the world against other people, when you take that pledge to that, then what does that say? That you pay homage to that, and you're willing to do what? Give your life to uphold that. So here's the key, how you know if you're a nationalist or not. You're a nationalistic Nazi or not. Doesn't matter what flag or what color you salute. Here's what you do, is that in spite of your moral convictions, your moral absolute, that you're willing to pay homage to that and pledge allegiance to it, in spite of the true actions, the true deeds, and the true operations that go against your moral convictions. So you're compromising your morality for someone else's agenda. That's because you're Nazi. And the key to that is that they want to symbolize that by peer pressure, so everybody else will pledge the same thing. Everybody is up, saluting and singing. Let me tell you something. For those of you that are, the greatest form and the greatest act of terrorism in modern history was when the U.S. dropped two nuclear devices on Japan. Because it didn't drop it on the government of Japan. It dropped on the people that lived on that island that have been relegated and told that they are Japanese citizens. Those individuals had nothing to do with anything that the overall government of Japan and the government of the United States decided that they were at odds with, but they were the ones that were poisoned, physically killed, physically destroyed, either immediately or over decades and probably into centuries. But there was an act by individuals that pledged allegiance to doing that. That's what nationalism is that it causes you to compromise your moral convictions.
Hey, Dave.
For the overall benefit of an agenda that wasn't yours. Go ahead, Scotty.
On the subject of acts of terrorism, Okay, you know, economic terrorism. That's what the U.S. does all the time. That's capitalism all right the time. There. If it, you know, like you just said, they ain't dropping on the emperor's palace or nothing like that. They dropped it on inhabited cities against helpless individuals and what have you. But let's take a less violent form of terrorism, the embargo on Cuba.
Yep.
When you doing stuff to target the people, like in Iran, like they trying to do Iran, they're trying to force those people to rise up and overthrow the people in charge or their government or whatever. Well, how's that different than somebody, let's say, blowing up the White House or something to force the people to change course in, you know, policies and what have. It's the same thing. When you attacking the civilian population for a political agenda, that's terrorism. And those economic embargoes on countries because they want to be self-determining, that's terrorism. And again, we don't look at it as such. I mean, we've been conditioned here in the United States to not look at it as such. Like, we're justified. Oh, they want to be socialists or communists. So that justifies me to bring people to the United States from those countries, train them how to be, you know, the most efficient killers, and then let them go back and commit acts of terrorism to bring that government down. This is U.S. history, man, 101.
Yep. And this is, and if you look at it, it's all of the government's history in one way or another. It just so happens that the overall, the United States is one of the so-called, quote-unquote, superpowers. But what Scotty just laid out and what he just articulated is exactly right. See, they economically disenfranchise people because what does that do? That hurts them, that angers them, that deprives them. Now they're struggling, and guess what? Their government is going to be conveniently there to say who the enemy is. You know who they're going to say? They're going to say it's David, it's Scotty. To everybody listening to Black Talk Radio, it's the U.S. because they're from the U.S. And they're going to tell a young child to show your allegiance to your family that is now starving and going through these hard times. To show your allegiance, this is what you need to do. You need to deliver this bomb. And see, they do this to young kids here in America as well, because they put them in high-tech planes and everything else, and they tell them, in order for you to support your country, you need to deliver this bullet and this bomb. And you know what? There's different methods that they deliver it by, but it's the same objective. And I'm going to tell y'all something. For those of you that have been in combat, and those of you that are in the military, and even if you haven't been in the military, let me give you this clue. Once you go into combat and into the theater of war, your innocence is slaughtered, never to return. You'll never be the same again. And there's a reason why you'll never be the same again. Because it's so brutally wrong. It's spiritually wrong. And you're not meant and you're not built for that. Doesn't matter what side you're on, you'll never ever be the innocence of what you could be and who you should be. Because it's wrong. This is why so many people have been in war and they say war is hell. The reason being why it's hell, because it causes people to actually engage in the most hellish form of control against one another, is that I beat you into submission. Let me tell you, you can't survive that. You may walk out. You may walk out with your physical limbs still working. But what you won't do is you won't survive. because now you will start to consume yourself spiritually and physically. The human, the species of our kind is not built for that type of terroristic oppression. You have to be taught that. And we're taught that through not through overall the Nazi nationalistic paradigm that we're schooled in and reaffirmed in daily. And it's really something that we need to take a look at to see who we truly, truly are. And more importantly, what is it that we're going to do about this? What is this? What are we going to, how are we going to be able to change ourselves into what was really, really necessary to where we don't have a glorified decree of peace, liberty, and prosperity, but we got to have the overall truthful deeds of peace, liberty, and prosperity. And that doesn't come by way of nationalism. That doesn't come by way of hate of somebody that you don't know. Hate enough to where, or disconnection to where enough you will kill them from afar or close, just because your nationalistic agenda told you to do it. Once you do that, you'll never be the same. As we continue to find ourselves embedded in this type of mentality more and more, and we concede to it. And we concede to it, and the thing with a child is right off the back, you don't give a child the overall gun to start the overall nationalistic process of hating your neighbor, hating the person next to you. You don't start by giving them a gun. What you do is you start off by giving them a country. You give them a false culture of nationalism. It's not their true culture at all. You teach them another culture, because the culture that young children know right away, they know the human culture right away, that there's another living human being that I can build so much with. A child doesn't have to be taught that, because that's the overall ecosystem being displayed. A child is going to go in a different direction is because they're going to be taught that there's something different and there's something else you could be doing. And they don't want that child to grow up in that same overall relationship with people for too long, because the longer they're in that, it's self-affirming, it's self-substantiating that this is correct, that this is right, that this is benevolent, that this is sustainable, that this is necessary. Because as that overall child grows up more and more under that, the overall reaffirm it to be where they will be able to spiritually discern the lie and the truth. In this instance, with nationalism, they want the lie to be the truth and the truth to be the lie. It's the switch. And we're starting to see a lot of that overall poison death roll being established. Scotty talked about one aspect of it. And we'll just say there's the political aspect of that. Then it goes into the economic aspect of that. Then it goes into the geopolitical aspect of that. All the world is being taught to hate you. They're all being taught to hate you because they say we and they look at you as them. We say we and we look at them as them. Them Iranians. them U.S. citizens, and the rest of the world is actually being nationalized against you and your children, against what the appearance of your presence will do to their quality of life and standard of living of their country. And everything that they've learned to love about their country. I remember, just before we get ready to go to it, oh no, we're good. I remember something shook me when someone close to me and they said that they love their country. And this is one of the tricks that that all of the countries use. Like everything else, they perpetuate and they try to get you to only see what you think is the facade of what's good, while they hide with the true overall agenda of what the evil that they have been intending and cultivating. How can you love your country and hate another man? Or another woman that you don't know? How can you do that and not be a Nazi? Many would say easy. No, it's not true. You can't. Because the other individuals from the other places around the earth are real. Your country is not. It's a facadeful person that's been upheld by crazy people. There is no such thing as the United States. It only exists on paper. This is why paper contracts are so deadly. It only exists by agreement. A tree is not there out of agreement. A tree is there out of presence, the truth. Think about it. Could this planet sustain itself without government? I would say the quality of life and standard of living of this planet would be a whole lot better without the government. Without the overall gathering and congregating of ill-willed individuals against each other. A cesspool of lunatics. A cesspool of moral lunatics. It's not going to produce any benevolent sustainability. It's going to produce the greatest gas chambers of death, spiritual and physical death, that they can conjure. And that's what happens with nationalism. And there is currently a very rapid move, a very rapid nationalistic move around the globe, around the earth. And each section leader is charged with getting the overall population of people in that overall region of the overall planet to galvanize their overall energy and will to be executed at the moment's notice against themselves and others that they don't even know. This is what government's true existence is all about. Galvanizing the regional energy to actually be gathered for the harvest of the few and to maintain control over everyone else collectively throughout the planet. And this system goes unchallenged because very few speak about it. Very few notice it, and very few refuse to engage in it, rebuke it. One of the things that I think is important, and it just could be me, I think it's important that we admit it, quit it, and forget it. We're going to have to admit it. We're definitely going to have to admit it so that we can stop. We can quit doing it. We can quit engaging in this type of crazy, sociopathic, psychopathic behavior. Then we're going to have to forget how we were able to do that. Just like a child, when a child comes here, a child doesn't remember how to be nationalistic. They have to be taught that. If we can admit it, then we can see the overall benefits of stopping it or quitting doing it. And then once we quit doing it, now it is very important for us to forget it and only focus on the adverse side, the other direction. Put all of the energy there, and then there will be so much momentum that will be going in that direction. Because what happens in a nationalistic standpoint is that no matter what your overall nationalistic stand is, that overall nationalistic stance is right. It's so right that you'll defend it with your life. And what I mean by defend it with your life is that you'll be willing to kill somebody that is in opposition of it. And nothing to do with defending yourself. It has everything to do with hating, because hating is the first blunt force of murder. Even before a blow is struck, hate is the tool of murder. You can't murder someone without having hate. Think about it. Can't do it without that. So hate is one of the very, very important ingredients to getting people to be nationalistic. And it's very destructive. So many people reinforce their nationalistic standpoints throughout their youth that they don't even think that is anything wrong with it anymore. I don't have a problem with people. I'm not a respecter of person. I don't care what your overall personship says that so-called that you are. I don't acknowledge that. I respect people. And in today's world, it's very likely that the marketplace is only going to be here to actually divide you against someone else, that you actually gain measures of gain at someone else's expense. I don't like, that's the seed of hate. Because that means that I got, you have to take from someone in order for you to get. See, this is and this is such a competition, a demonic form of competition that is so subtle, and it starts early, starts often, and it's easy to engage in. Because we see nothing wrong with it, because it's, oh, I don't see who I'm hurting. I'm not hurting anybody. And then we come up with all kinds of fantasy. Oh, I'm sticking it to the man. I'm sticking it to the overall. I'm doing this because we justify stuff. When the actual truth is that, there's a much bigger picture to this. And this bigger picture to this has small pieces. And these small pieces are significant. Right now, there's a major, major push to divide the U.S. And because of that, it's going to have the probably one of the greatest confrontations, political, cultural, economic, and social confrontations that the so-called young country of the United States has ever had, far beyond the past. And it is all being conceptualized, and it is all being put into place right now, as we speak. They're setting the dividing lines. They're dividing communities against each other. And see, this is how nationalism works. It doesn't just work on the overall political, geopolitical, global stage. It actually works in your overall city, town, and community. Look how nationalistically your overall city is divided. Same pretense. They'll be willing to kill you because you're not one of them. And it's perpetuated itself in all forms of our life, even within a region or something as small as the family unit or within the same house. You can have two people of the same family and same house that have nationalistic traits and commitment that are advent to the overall development and holistic development of the relationships that they're in with their own family. And it's very easily done because it's done by choice. Choice supersedes bloodline. Because choice is greater, your individual will is greater than your bloodline, because your bloodline is your overall line of succession. Your overall will is your individual direction. It's pretty real, it's pretty significant. And it's pretty bad. And right now is really being built. Excuse me, y'all, I'm moving around a little bit. Sorry, had it. It's really being put together in a way that a subtle way of allowing the overall hate to build. And they're dividing us by political terms, the Democrats versus the Republicans, and the independents, and then this. Then of course you know the overall onset of how deeply rooted it the overall race division is, the language division. Even within the race division, they fractionalize the overall people into separate nationalistic groups within those. Some Asian communities don't like other Asian communities. Some people from one Chinese company don't like because they're from this part. There's some parts in California where Northern California hates Southern California. Do you see how this regional, nationalistic, how deeply embedded we are by this? And they're actually developing the overall winds of conflict, the wildfire of conflict. The small brush fires are being set. If you know anything about wildfires is that as they get bigger, they develop their own weather pattern once they come together, and they become extremely deadly and fast, to where they'll change the overall climate and atmosphere and develop their own wind patterns that it feeds off of and runs through. Because everything in a wildfire becomes combustible energy. That's what's happening right now. And when I was out last night, I'm hearing these gentlemen argue at each other, to where one said, if you try to personally attack me again, I'll kick your... See, that's what nationalism does. It moves one into a position to where now the challenge has to be by way of violence. And the other one that did it knew exactly what they were doing and wanted that type of response, because they were creating that type of environment. Because the thing about nationalism, how the nationalism works, is based off of copying what the great creator has given us in the will. It goes to the individual. Nationalism means that you as an individual, basically, if you look at the root of it, the real root of it is by you being right. And by you being so right that you'll defend your overall thoughts and belief of you being right through violence. They've even nationalized our spirit, or created that overall paradigm and that environment for that to happen. So I would say, before you salute a flag, make homage to an organization, look at the ramifications of what that means. It may just mean that you will become the spiritual murderer of the so many of the past, present, and the future. Listen, we got to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I can't see the board, so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And we were talking about the overall perils of nationalism, which is Nazism. And I wanted to use Nazism because many of you can agree that, hey, they were wrong. Yes, they were wrong, but what difference are you from them? What concentration camps that you're not supporting that people are being in? Those concentration camps are called prison, because they create the environment. They hurt people to where they will actually think that their only response to things are this. It is a very, very interconnected and complex situation that's being put together there. How is it not that you're upholding the overall experiment on human individuals from other countries and everything else, other communities, other nationalistic views other than yours for exploiting? They do the exact same thing. How is it not the overall gas chambers aren't still being used? The gas isn't still being used. It's called war. How is it that the furnaces still aren't on? The furnaces still are on. It's called when a bomb gets dropped. How is it that when the overall confiscating and stealing of someone's personal effects not happening, it's called sanction? The overall concentration camps have been, just like the overall slavery plantations of slavery, have all been converted to something very small that people can't see, but definitely the effects of it all is still the same. It's through economics that it is all done. And through propaganda. Propagandas of war. Because see, when you have a Hezbollah and you have a ISIS and you have a US and you have a British and you have all of these, there needs to be organizations that people think that we need to have an organization that protect us. Remember when the children of Israel said that they wanted just to be like everybody else? They wanted a man god. They wanted this, they wanted that, they wanted a god like everyone else. That's nationalism. And there's always a distinct violence that follows nationalism. Because the people, and for to decide that they've decided that they've wanted to be violent, is actually the violence and the evil of demonic sacrifices, the first thing that they say, yes, we want to engage in that. And then what we could do to make ourselves feel good about it is that we'll hide it. No, we don't do that. We kill people because they try to harm us. And sometimes, you know, it's a dirty thing. You got to get them before they get you. The demonic entities, the evil spirits, are well versed in creating the excuses and lies to get the outcome that they feed off of and for their existence. Nationalism, ladies and gentlemen, means that you're possessed. And that's just one of the truths. You've taken on a spirit of possession. You've actually been possessed by a spirit. This is why you engage in nationalism. And that spirit is always an evil spirit that now abides in you. And I think is very, very deadly, very, very telling, and more importantly, very destructive to you and everyone else around you. You are always the ticking time bomb of destruction, because you'll support without question, and the support that you'll give will be to where you'll be willing to take a life and not knowing that the system is already taking yours. It possesses yours now. We become so prone to getting relief from harming someone else that we don't even realize that the first person that we've killed is ourselves. So it's more than just to what Colin Kaepernick. It's much greater than that. It's more deeply rooted. It's more complex. Because all of that can be used for a tool. What the truth is that nationalism is the poison death row that is professional and experienced and trained in killing. So in that article, when they talked about one group, the experience, the training, the professionalism that they have is unmatched. Well, if you really want to look at it, truthfully, is the nationalism that they have has made them professional killers. Why isn't it there a group of people that, no, we don't identify with any group, we just don't want any wrong or malevolent activities to be going on? That's what we are against. We're not looking at what people say, we're looking at what people do. We're not discerning what the overall creed is, what they write down on paper. We're discerning what the actual deeds are. We're not looking at what's written on paper as the overall borders and the overall contracts, but we're looking at the overall spiritual entrapment. That happens. And I hope that we would look at that spiritual entrapment, because there is a large trap that's being set forth in your home. And this system will have you nationalize yourself against your own son, daughter, mother, father, brother, sister, cousin, neighbor. And it is all seeded by the exact same thing that the Nazis' overall seeding was. It's all done through hate, an individual hate, an individual self-righteousness. And until we are able to break this bond, individually first, family second, communitive third, and regionally and globally after then. Until we're able to break that bond, until we're able to disengage, until we're able to admit it, quit it, and forget it, the world will continue to hail Hitler, Heil Hitler. They will continue to pledge allegiance to the flag. They will continue to sing with all of their vigor a malevolent national anthem of destruction. They will continue to be evilly, demonically possessed. And absent of the collective, sustainable prudence of what the great Creator has put before us as an opportunity to thrive, to be prosperous, and to be in peace. Peace is probably one of the most important legacies and gifts of inheritance that you can pass on to establish your legacy. And it's not the peace that nationalism tells you what it is, because that is not peace at all. That is peace from the end of a stick, where they offer you the overall, in one talent. They offer you the overall olive branch. And then the other talent, if you don't accept their overall terms of what their overall piece is and their overall peace offering or compromise, this is the talents of compromise here. If you don't have the talents of compromise, we have the arrows of war in our next one. You ever want to know where that's from? Look at the overall back of your dollar bill and look at the overall regalia of the eagle with the olive branches of peace, but they have the arrows of war in the other. Ladies and gentlemen, that is sociopathic, psychopathic bipolarism. And it's schizo at its best. Because this is what nationalism produces. It produces an unsustainable evil that will never, ever be prosperous. So I just would hope that you see that these things are always upon us, and we need to prepare ourselves accordingly. How do you prepare for it? One, you prepare for yourself and your family, but the first step is to, which is extremely hard, but so unnecessary, that's why it's hard. We have to change our relationships with ourselves. With you individually first. Because that's where the overall growth of nationalism starts. It starts with you individually. It has to start there, to where you say and try to weed out all of the nationalistic standpoints that you've been taught. And as you continue to do that, you'll start to find that wow, this is much deeper than I thought, because it is. But can we prevail and get past it and get out of it? Absolutely. It will only happen if we decide to do it. Is one of the greatest things that you can do as a part of this human species is that you could serve others by first serving yourself, to not to perpetuate the ills of the past. So it's up to us all, and I definitely see that this is going to cause some displacement. It's going to be used, the propaganda is going to be used to bring in some real painful attacks so that they can invoke more anger, so that they can hurt more people, and those people, those individuals, even if you're a adult of mind, adult of age, the overall maturity level will be still that you are still like a child, and a hurt child always grows up to be an angry adult. And as you continue to go along, the maturity will never be there, and you will always be a angry adult from being a hurt child. And retribution and exploitment, instead of engagement, is the overall intent, the first thought and last thought of how to deal with life. So it's not just these people or that person. the system has been able to really conform the whole earth to nationalism. Key is, are we going to play by those rules? So getting ready to get out of here. If there's any questions or comments, definitely jump in now. 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you wanted to jump in before we get out of here, I just want to say, because I can't see the board, just wanted to say thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. Hopefully there was something that we were able to offer to you, and prepare for it all, because it is here. So without further ado, much love, much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.